If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Just want to let you guys know that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit PrizePicks.com or use their app. Use the promo code when you sign up, BTJ, for a $100 deposit match.
Chris Ballard actually did it. Chris Ballard actually did it. Oh, it's a Christmas miracle. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, Chris Ballard finally did it. You may be like, what are you talking about, Cody? What are you getting on about? I got to explain. I have been pounding the table for years and years and years. I just knocked my camera over a little bit, but you get it. I have been pounding the table for a long time for GM Chris Ballard to get a clue. To be completely honest with you, I have been pounding the table for years and years saying the Indianapolis Colts still lack a number one pass rusher. The Indianapolis Colts still lack that. I've been saying that for years. And it even came to the point this year where I said, if Chris Ballard's going to pass on a pass rusher, I wondered if he was so delusional that he was going to pass on a pass rusher that was going to become available potentially, like a Dallas Turner, like, hey, Latu Latu. I thought there was a chance that he could do it. He could be fooled, like a lot of Colts fans are fooled, about the sack number. And he could say, oh, it's fine. It's fine. We're going to roll with the guys we got. But I began to get a little glimmer of hope, first off, when I heard the Indianapolis Colts offered Danielle Hunter over $50 million, yet he chose to sign for less with the Houston Texans. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to get my hopes up too much because Chris Ballard has definitely been delusional in the past when it comes to this. I'm not going to get my hopes up. Obviously, would have loved Danielle Hunter, but truly, do the Colts believe it's a need? How much do the Colts value that pass rush? How much do they believe that they need to add to this pass rush? Now, again, I have still been holding true to this idea that I think pass rush is one of the biggest needs for this team. I have said it for years. Chris Ballard has swung and missed multiple times on edge guys in rounds two and even round one in Kwity Paye. Why has he done this? I think Chris Ballard has gotten way, way too much involved with the traits. He got blinded for years by the traits, by what these players could be, not what they did in college, not the production, but what they could be. And he got lost in that, and every single prospect that he took at the edge position flaked out, didn't live up to the hype, weren't the guys that are going to be your perennial 10 sack guys because they didn't show it in college. But he got so deluded by the fact that these guys could get to that point that I don't think he took the time to realize they didn't show much in college, right? That wasn't a thing. They weren't high sack guys in college. So that's not necessarily going to translate to the NFL. And we saw it again and again, all the way back from, heck, you can even go to 2017 with Terrell Basham in the third round. Nothing. Did nothing with the Colts. Okay. You know what? Let's give him benefit of the doubt. Wasn't his scouts. Wasn't his coaching staff. Let's go to 2018. Colts take multiple defenders at the defensive line. They take Tyquan Lewis. They take Kamoko Ture. All right. Kamoko Ture showed a few things. But you look at the sack numbers for Ture, and that was nothing special. It was nothing special at all. Tyquan Lewis, same way. Although I love Tyquan Lewis. I'm a big Tyquan Lewis guy. Don't get me wrong. But he was never going to be a 10-sack guy. He was never going to be that. You go to 2019, Ben Banigou, complete swing and a miss. Complete bust of a pick. I don't even know what Chris Ballard was smoking that day, but that was a horrible pick by Chris Ballard. Then you go to 2021, Quiddy Pay. I was very underwhelmed. I was excited at first, but then when I looked at Quiddy Pay's sack numbers, I was like, that's it? Why'd you take this guy in the first round? He can't even get to the quarterback consistently. Now, Quiddy just had his best season. And you know what the sad part is? In Quiddy's best season at rushing after the quarterback, he still had one of the worst rush percentages of the entire team. And that's behind your one tech. So Quiddy Pay, while he is a good run defender, I will admit that, are you really willing to take a good run defender at defensive end in the first round? So, I mean, compared to where you took him and what the expectations were, at to this point, Quiddy Pay has not lived up to the hype. He hasn't. Dayo Odangbo, a little bit more, but not anything consistent. But I have a little bit more grace for Dayo Odangbo because I do think he can tap into a little bit more.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
So those are some of the picks the Colts have had. Some of these second round and first round picks that they've invested into the pass rush. And what have they gotten for it? Diddly squat. Nada. Not a single guy out of all those guys I mentioned. Not a single one who emerged as that premier pass rusher. Not a single guy. Who did that?
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great it bounced back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So obviously, you can count me as very pessimistic that Chris Ballard is going to learn his lesson, right? He's very, very disciplined, love it or hate it, and sometimes I hate it. He is very stubborn and set in his ways. So I thought, I'm not going to count on Chris Ballard changing his philosophy here. But you know what? As much as I've ragged on Chris Ballard in this video, I admit it, I've ragged on him, and I think it's well-deserved. As much as I've ragged on him in this video, I want to give him props. Because he actually changed his philosophy when it came to this draft. Leiatu Latu, the Colts' first-round selection, pick number 15, was exactly the kind of pick that I needed to see Chris Ballard make to understand that he is not going to get blinded by the athleticism anymore. Not to say Latu isn't athletic, because he is. But you look at the production and you look at the traits, and that is exactly what you've been missing. You've been so blinded by the athleticism alone in the past with this position that it's honestly cost you years and lots of resources, and you still haven't had a guy in 7-8 years. So year 8, Chris Ballard finally came to his senses and said, I'm going to take a guy that has the athleticism, but also has the production. For me, I don't think it was that hard, but for Chris Ballard, it took him a little bit longer to understand it. So, what's that mean for the Indianapolis Colts? It means they actually have a legitimate chance to have a consistent pass rush for the first time in the Chris Ballard era. The first time ever. That's an indictment on Ballard. No question in my mind. But I will give him props and give him credit where it's due. He took the best pass rusher in this draft, not the most athletic pass rusher, understand, but the best pass rusher in this draft. The Colts said the best defender in this draft, and obviously we're going to have to see on that. But Chris Ballard took a swing here, and I can appreciate that. And when I say swing, I don't mean risk, because I think the injury people are kind of concerned about. But for me, in terms of the player, Latu's a good player. But he finally got the bat off of his shoulder, and he took another swing at it. He didn't worry about getting burned, right? He took the swing, and I applaud him for that, because this is a position that no matter how many times you strike out, you got to figure it out if you're Chris Ballard near the Colts, because it has been the constant thorn in your side since you've arrived as general manager. You have not had a single draft pick. This is wild. The Colts have not had a single draft pick on the defensive line for Chris Ballard eclipse 10 sacks, right? You think about the guys that have done that in the Chris Ballard era. The majority, pretty much all of them, I think, have been either guys the Colts have traded for or have been guys the Colts have signed in free agency. So the Colts have not been able to find those guys in the draft as of yet. Now, Latu has that potential, I think, from day one. I think he could easily have 10-plus sacks in his rookie year. He is so polished and ready to go. Not a finished product, don't get me wrong. But I think he has the potential to do that. I could not say that about any other draft pick at the defensive line in the last 5 to 8 years for Chris Ballard. Couldn't say it. But I will give him credit where it's due. Chris Ballard, in all of his stubbornness, finally realized that, hey, I can't just continue to do patchwork on this defensive line. I can't keep betting on the traits if we're not going to get that consistent production. And I appreciate that. I mean, I think that's exactly what you need to do if you're the Indianapolis Colts. And so Chris Ballard, applaud you. We'll see how it pans out here for him. But I applaud you, Chris Ballard, for taking the bat off your shoulder, taking a swing at a position that you really have historically with the Colts really sucked at drafting, to be completely honest with you. But I applaud Chris Ballard for taking another swing and for trying and not being satisfied with the stats alone, not being misled by a very misleading stat, but understanding the pass rush, frankly, it was not good enough in 2023. I mean, you can get so lost in the stats, I think you're going to forget multiple games. I point to the two final games of the season, especially that Houston game. You didn't touch CJ Stroud. You barely knocked him down. I don't even know if you knocked him down in that game. Multiple games where your pass rush became invisible. You didn't have that alpha. You did not have that guy who could go out there and could get a timely sack or could close. And one thing I've heard about Laiatu Latu is he's a closer. So we'll see how this pans out. But I think this is something that should be encouraging for a lot of people. Is this pick, and honestly, this draft for the Colts showed that I think Chris Ballard's grown as a GM in terms of drafting. I think it has. He's not so hyper-focused on the RAS scores that he ignores the production anymore. That's something he's done in the past, right? He's done that in the past, and that's honestly come back to bite the Colts in certain ways. But we've seen him, and I think this Latu pick kind of set the tone for this draft. The Indianapolis Colts and Chris Ballard might be a little different than they were a couple years ago. So, again, we'll see on this, guys, but I wanted to bring this video because I've been thinking about it. Chris Ballard finally did it. He finally did it. He finally broke his trend when it came to the edge rushers and finally, frankly, got one that's worth anything. So let me know your guys' thoughts. Really curious. I don't typically do these videos where I kind of just go as crazy as I am here with the Chris Ballard stuff, but I wanted to make this video because for me, I'm ecstatic as somebody who's been pounding the table for years for a legit number one alpha. And I think Latu has all the traits to be it. Obviously, we'll have to see him on the field. But guys, let me know your thoughts here on the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard taking the bat off his shoulder and finally pulling the trigger with some serious draft capital for a very serious pass rusher. Let me know your guys' thoughts. Curious to hear them. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much. And as always, go Colts.